Lakeland, cases of measles in the Alberta Health Services, AHS, Central Zone, which includes the Lakeland region, have increased since April. Last month, the AHS confirmed 21 cases of measles in the Central Zone, including 13 cases in Two Hills. Dr. Ifoma Achebe, the Central Health Zone's medical officer, said during a press conference May 5 that the number increased to 72. Most of the cases we've seen in the Central Zone are from the Northeast area, she said. So, that includes the Two Hills and Vigreville area, added Achebe. Alberta Health Minister Adriana LaGrange said 265 cases have been confirmed across the province, and over 80% of cases are located in the Central and South Zones. What is concerning is that 179 of the cases in Alberta are impacting children under the age of 18, she said. LaGrange added measles is highly contagious and could lead to serious complications, especially to children 5 years old and under. Complications AHS Interim Medical Officer of Health Dr. Sunil Sukram said these complications include pneumonia, swelling of the brain and spinal cord, and even death. Measles also weakens the immune system, he said, making people more vulnerable to other infections. Sukram added measles is among the most contagious diseases and easily spreads, especially in areas mostly frequented by people like schools, sports events, places of worship, or childcare centers. Those infected with measles initially present symptoms like fever, cough, runny nose, and red eyes, followed by blotchy red rash that usually begins on the face then to the body starting at 4 days into the illness, according to Sukram. But the virus could still spread even before rashes could present, he said, making it difficult to recognize if an individual has measles while spreading it unknowingly to other people. Those with measles are asked to stay at home. Sukram said Alberta is seeing the highest number of measles cases not seen in decades. We thought the disease had been eradicated, but things have changed, he said. Measles is now circulating in several areas in our province and it's quite concerning. He noted that to achieve herd immunization, 95% of a population need to be vaccinated. Measles vaccine is safe and effective, assured Sukram. According to recent studies, it has saved the lives of over 154 million people in the last half century. The vast majority of lives saved, 101 million, were infants and children, he said. Province encourages public to get vaccinations, LaGrange said. Getting immunized against measles is the single most important thing you can do to protect your loved ones, yourself, and your community, particularly for young infants and pregnant women with immunocompromising conditions. She said measles vaccines are free of charge. People just need to set up an appointment. Don't get measles, get immunized, which is also the name of the expanded advertising campaign the province will launch in mid-May. A toolkit, as part of the campaign, will also be shared with daycare providers to ensure parents have the information they need on measles and immunization. Our hope is that this awareness campaign increases immunization rates and makes sure that Albertans have the access to information that they require as well, she said. Dedicated measles hotline. A dedicated measles hotline has also been set up through HealthLink 811. Albertus can call 1-844-944-3434 for information on measles, including advice for people experiencing measles symptoms, immunization records assistance, and setting up immunization appointments. No province-wide outbreak yet. While there are some patients in intensive care due to measles, no deaths have been attributed to the disease yet, and a provincial outbreak has not been declared. LaGrange said measles cases are still very localized to certain communities and areas. If measles becomes more widespread, a province-wide outbreak would be declared, she said. Friends of Medicare released a statement following the media conference, with Executive Director Chris Galloway stating the province should immediately expand education and immunization across all zones in Alberta, instead of waiting for local outbreaks to turn into a provincial outbreak. Galloway said the measles situation should be an all-hands situation. The Alberta NDP also released a statement criticizing the Alberta government, stating it took too long to take action. The Alberta NDP have been demanding action for months and they did nothing, said Shadow Minister of Health Sarah Hoffman in the statement, before urging the public to get immunized.